from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
So yesterday, the great one himself got flustered with me a little bit. He was very agitated. If I told you guys the things that he said to me when we got off the air, the FCC would come in here and slap us with a few million dollars in fines.
Yeah, I can give you a taste of what I said. I said, see ya.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Bye.
We got done with the show, and Lonzo said, you, I'm out, Rob Brown. I can't take this anymore.
I did not, but I do know that the boss listened to the entire thing.
Oh, good.
And because I said, something when I was over there. I'm just trying to keep it positive. He's like, yeah, I heard that whole thing. I said, am I in trouble? He said, no. I was like, good.
All right, good.
We're good.
So, Lonzo said, Rob Brown, you negative Nancy. You sound like a Gamecock haters, man. And I said, I don't think so. I think I'm a realist. But I wanted to go back. Because it's Wednesday, all right? We've turned a corner, ladies and gentlemen. Monday and Tuesday are for venting. Wednesday is for optimism. Looking ahead, all right? It's for looking ahead. And then Thursday and Friday are for getting it together, getting pumped, getting prepared. As Will Muschamp once said, it's time for Gamecock football. Get out of your seats. I found that clip yesterday. I want you to know it was everything I had not to put it on the wall. I just don't know how many times I can get away with using it before Lonzo tells me stop, because it's legendary.
That's probably the only positive thing he ever did. I mean, so I don't know.
Someone showed him on the,
I know it's probably fake, on the Vanderbilt sidelines, and he had like a Vanderbilt.
Is that where he is now?
No, I think they Connor Stallion. I just don't think he really was there, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
No, he's defensive analyst at Georgia. I knew that.
Yeah.
Come on, dummy.
Yeah. But they showed, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe they showed him. So it was a Connor Stallion's thing.
Connor Stallion's.
Yeah. Thing. He's just over there with the big V because they're afraid of Vanderbilt. I get
it.
Oh,
I'm watching that documentary tonight, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, I told the fiance and I did a bunch of wedding stuff last night. Like, we did like 2 hours of wedding stuff last night. And there's no football tonight. Tonight's the last night without football because we got NFL tomorrow. We got NFL Friday, college all day Saturday, NFL on Sunday, NFL on Monday. We got 5 nights of football ahead of us, boys and girls. So if you got anything you want to get off the must watch list, you better do it tonight because you got 5 days of football starting tomorrow ahead of us.
Well, I'm going to watch, you know, our friends Orange Cassidy, Chris Stapps.
Yeah, I'm a morning the next guy wrestling guy.
I know.
I got to watch probably going to watch them. The Connor Stallion stock. Anyway, all right. So I decided to be optimistic. I said, let me approach this with the power of positivity. Like the new day without Odyssey Jones.
Without Odyssey Jones. And we've seen why Odyssey Jones is gone.
That's real bad. Real bad. Cannot wait for Fight Club tomorrow. So I went back and I watched the game and I said, let me put some fresh eyeballs on this. Let me take a few minutes. Let me actually study some tape here. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to get to. One of them is what I said yesterday. And that is the defensive line deserves a heck of a lot of praise. The defensive line deserves a lot of praise. And I'll tell you why. It's not just the fact that 2 SEC defensive players of the week came off of that line. Not just that 2 of them did, because by the way, 2 of them did. It's also the fact that I saw something that I considered impressive. This defensive line, great one, was constantly confounding the ODU offensive line at the point of attack. You want to know where the turnovers came from? The turnovers came from the front 3/4, depending on the set that they were using. The turnovers came from the front 3/4/ sometimes 5, because the Gamecocks were walking linebackers up on either side of the line of scrimmage. I thought you saw a lot of different looks, and I like that. But what I liked the most was they were stunting across the defensive line constantly throughout the game, and very rarely was it not pinpoint precise. I can't tell you how valuable it is as a defensive coordinator to know that you've got guys across the front 3 or 4 or 5 that you can ask for different looks, different stunts, different moves, and you can trust that they're going to get it right. Go watch any football game. And this is one of the ways I tell people to watch the game. When you watch a game, when the ball is snapped, watch the line of scrimmage. Watch the offensive line, watch the defensive line. When I am calling play-by-play, my eyes don't leave the offensive line for a good second and a half after the snap. And the reason why is twofold. Number one, you can get a real good idea for what the offense is about to do based on what the offensive line does. For instance, if you're watching from a side cam and you see the front numbers or the back numbers of an offensive lineman, 95% of the time that's going to be a run, all right? So now you can track the football more effective. 95% of the time, it's going to tell you where that run's going to go. If the guard tackle near you or just the guard nears you, it pulls in or steps backward and pulls around, the running back's going one of two spots. He's either jumping in the hip pocket of that guard. Pocket? Am I from Boston now? Hey, wicked. He's either jumping in the hip pocket of the guard and he's going off the left-hand side, or that guard is going to kick off the edge and he's going to cut it up to the inside. You can get a pretty good vibe. The same is true with the defensive line. The defensive line, I'm going to keep an eye on, because with the defensive line, you can get a pretty good idea of what defense you're looking at based on what the D linemen do and the linebackers behind them. Normally, most blitzes are going to come from the linebacker spot, so you can get an eye where the pressure's coming from. And you can also kind of get a vibe for where the defense feels like they are best, right? Because if you're looking in 3-4 plays in a row, you see the Will linebacker coming off the blitz, you know the defense feels like the strong side has an advantage. They feel like they can match numbers over here and they can bring over extra pressure over here because they've got that advantage. And so with all of those things, like, you can get a real good vibe for what's happening on the football field. So I watched yesterday and I started with the D-line. And South Carolina threw a lot of stunts, most of it a twist. One side defensive tackle crashes down, the other side holds back, peels off the butt of the crossing defensive lineman. And what you're intending to do with that move is the offensive line, who the defensive line that crashes crosses, you want them to go with that guy. You want them to get hands on shoulder pad and ride that momentum over into a double team, but you're hoping that pulls that offensive lineman out of their responsibility and opens up a hole there, and that stunting defensive lineman, when he comes off the edge, has a hole in the offensive line to blitz through, right? There's a reason for it. South Carolina's defensive line was outstanding with the stunting, and I think that's a very valuable asset for the defense. It's a very valuable asset for Clayton White. It's a very valuable asset when you can manipulate offensive lines by utilizing your inside two or your outside two defensive linemen to cause a little havoc. When the offensive line comes up and they get set, they've got their assignments, right? And as defensive guys move, that assignment changes. This is why I've always made the expression that the most difficult position to play mentally on the football field is the quarterback, because he's got to know the job of every other of the 10 guys on the field. The second hardest is offensive linemen, any of them, because there's assignments, and those assignments change based on whether this guy is on my nose or on my right or left eyeball, right? If he's here, I got one assignment. If he's here, I've got a different assignment. If he's here, I got a different assignment. If you're watching on the stream, you saw me do some dramatic acting. Give me the damn Oscar now, all right? I think that when you can utilize those defensive linemen, and South Carolina's got a good bunch there. There's your positivity. When you can utilize those linemen and you can change their positioning in the play, it changes the assignment of the offensive line during the play. And when you can do that, the more you can change assignments and the more that you can change what a guy is supposed to do or see on a look, the more opportunities there are for offensive lines to make mistakes. And the more offensive lines make mistakes, the more opportunities you got to hit the quarterback. Let me give you the second. Here's the second. There are two offensive plays that got missed that completely change the flow of the football game on offense. Number one, DQ got lost and gave up a 72-yard touchdown. We know that one. That was the first touchdown Old Dominion scored. 72-yard bomb, that was just a blown assignment. That's all. That's a mental mistake. Not a physical one, because ODU's receivers were not outrunning the South Carolina defensive backs. It was just a blown assignment. That blown assignment doesn't get missed, that mental mistake doesn't get made. You're looking at a punt from ODU inside their own territory. Now it's not 7-7 at the end of one. It's probably 7-0. Maybe you score a quick tutty on the backside because all the momos in your favor. Maybe we're talking about 14-0. Different ballgame at that point. And number two, Brown had that 85-yard touchdown catch on a dime of a throw from the Norris Sellers. And Lonzo talked about this one yesterday, that he just stone-hands. He catches that ball to the house. To the house. That's an 85-yard touchdown pass. And Lenoris Sellers all of a sudden goes from, what was it, 120-whatever passing yards to 200-plus and a touch and another touchdown. Those two plays, one on defense, one on offense, those two plays switch, great one. I don't do two segments that we did yesterday. Those two plays flip. That is a minimum of a 14-point swing. You take an ODU tutty off the board, you put a Gamecock tutty on it, we're now talking 14 points of difference. And I think you take an ODU tutty down, you ride the momentum you had from the first touchdown, you put up another one, so we could be talking about a 21-point swing because of two plays that got made. I would be willing to say that if we came in here today and we were looking at a 37-12 scoreline, or hell, let's just do two, a 30-12 scoreline, I'd be willing to say at that point, we're probably not worried about Rob Brown being a negative Nancy. Now, there were some other things that got to get cleaned up, some other things that got to be different, but it wouldn't have felt like an escape against the Sun Belt team. It would have felt like a good win from a program that we don't expect to be Georgia or Tennessee. It have felt a lot more, we're ready for Kentucky. We'll see. But there you go, Lonzo. Power.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or positivity. I did that just for you.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. A little positive about the Gamecocks of South Carolina so far this morning. And I do have to point out, as we pointed out, the fun thing about week one in college football is that half the teams in America have to start 0-1. That's how football works, all right? And as you heard many a coach say, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And I do think that you've got to lean on that if you're South Carolina. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. So I gave you some thoughts because Zoe got very upset with my negative Nancyism yesterday, all right? I was the master of negativity on the show. It's Wednesday. It's time to look ahead. Wednesday is the first day of the second half of the week. I mean, technically it's the middle of the week, but shut up. We're rounding up to the end of the week because it's football week in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the best week of the year, Frank. It's the best week of the year. I don't care what anybody says. Best week of the year. I don't know what that was. Either. I didn't do it. If I did, it wasn't it.
Well, you kind of did do it.
I mean, I did do it, but not on purpose.
Okay.
Defensive line, a lot of respect for it. The one mistake that gave up the first Old Dominion touchdown, and I will even go one step further when I talked about that and said, it's not just the fact that you let ODU put 7 up on the board. It's the fact that you let ODU put up 7 on the board and on the first, well, second drive, because the first drive was the turnover on the goal line that South Carolina punched in with Rocket Sanders. But it was the first drive where they had some room to operate. And I think what you did was you gave the Monarchs that, you gave them that little something on the sideline up in the noggin, right? You gave them up on the sideline that we can do this. And when you give somebody that, not just the belief, but an actual bit of evidence that they can do a thing. It's one thing, because you know, guys like me and Zoe, when we get told you can't do it, it makes us want to do it that much more, right? When I showed up and we started doing this, and the first year we submitted for the SCBA Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year Award, I got told by someone in this building, who shall remain nameless, but I got told, hey, absolutely put in for it, absolutely submit something, but just know that it's not really that easy to win this thing. And it's certainly not easy to do it in your first year broadcasting in the state. I was not thrilled about that. So we made the push. And then I got told it's not easy to do it twice, especially not twice out of the gate. And so we made the push. I hung the red jacket. We got it done. And then I got told three-peat. Well, not three-peat because we had 1 year. We're going for the three-peat next year, though.
We parallel Kansas City. Whether you want it. I mean, we do. With their Super Bowl run, their dynasty, we're paralleling them. Not a bad thing to parallel.
And he's the Patrick Mahomes, and I'm the Travis Kelce of sports radio, all right? He throws it up. I go get it. That's kind of how it works. So we're going for the three-peat. And you better damn sure believe I want it, and I've already been told. Nobody's three-peated. A lot of guys have won it three times over the years, but nobody's three-peated. Nobody's won it three in a row. I'm going to tell you right now, Zoe and I are attacking this thing this year. Attacking it this year. One. But there's a big difference between I think we can go do this thing, and we're going to attack it, versus seeing that reward for the first time. Seeing that payoff for the first time. And I think when Odu got that 72-yard tutty out of the gate, when they popped that thing, and that man knocked down the 72-yard catch and broke an ankle, by the way. That was a nasty little move on the sideline to get in. Good move. Commendable move. Golf clap. I think when he went in, there had to be that little bit of spark of, damn, we can do this. We can. We got him. It's 7-7, right? It's 7-7, and the first touchdown, we handed them. We gifted them that touchdown to open this thing. It should be 7-0 at the worst right now. And I think Old Dominion kind of got that little boost of adrenaline. Because again, it's one thing to do a thing. It's another thing when you get into the heat of the battle and you get that little boost of adrenaline and now you're hitting a little bit harder. Now you're moving a little bit faster, right? And I think that's what happened. And so South Carolina now had to overcome that. It was not just that Old Dominion, by the way, again, just so we can put it all into perspective, it's not just that Old Dominion, the second worst offense in the Sun Belt last year. The Sun Belt. It's not just that. And again, our improved returning quarterback. I think three of their five offensive linemen were back. A coach that has now been in another year. I think there were a lot of positives for Old Dominion. But let's not sit here and pretend they're even Kentucky. They're not, all right? But I think at that point, there was that little pop of adrenaline. That little rush of success. You know what I'm talking about. You're doing a job. You hit that first objective. And now you're like, bang, let's go. All right? We're in that flow state now. And you had to overcome that a little bit. And it's good that you did. Again, I'm not impressed by who you did it against. But you did that. But I can go back and I can cite effectively two plays that could have swung this thing by 7, 10, 14, 17, or 21 points, depending on the hypothetical outcomes of the next play. The 72-yard touchdown pass could have swung it by 7, could have swung it by 10 if South Carolina scored a field goal, could have swung it by 14 if they scored a touchdown on the ensuing drive had that one not been converted. And then I look at the long touchdown pass. There's another 7 right there. So it could have been swung by really no less than 14, because it would have taken an ODU touchdown off and put a South Carolina, that's a 14-point swing. And then you can add on what might have happened with another field goal or another touchdown. So you're looking at 17 to 21 points worth of swing right there. I think that if I am Shane Beamer, I want to lean on that. But I also want to point out while I lean on that, we still have to make sure that all the other things that allowed them to hang in there do get cleaned up. We got to make sure that our quarterback isn't tripping our running back on a breakaway run. I don't know if Rocket scores on that because for whatever reason, TV networks insist that we zoom so far in on ball carriers that we can see the sweat dropping out of their pores instead of giving me the field.
He's pretty upset afterwards. Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah, he should have been pretty upset.
He noticed Lenore Sellers didn't try to block anymore.
There is a spot.
He shouldn't do anyway, but if you're that big, you just feel compelled to do it because you know you can.
We celebrate every year. There's always a game, though, where a quarterback on a double reverse end around that goes back to the QB side. Every year, that we've seen it out of Josh Allen. We've seen it out of Patrick Mahomes, where a quarterback goes, I got a shot here, and they go down the field and block. And we always celebrate. We go, yeah, that man's laying his body on the line. Celebrate that man. That's a man who cares more about the team than himself. Forget a business decision. And we always celebrate that. So I respect Lenoris realizing I can go set a block for Rocket. Here's the problem. He tried to do it from behind Rocket. If you're running back, and this is something I'll say for quarterbacks, wide receivers, offensive linemen, tight ends, anybody on the field. If you turn the edge and you realize that your running back is going to be to you before you set the block, don't set the block. Because at the best, you're going to create an obstacle that running back has to get around and slow him up. At the best, a running back coming around the edge should be able to read the pursuit angle from that tackling defender and be able to know, I need to cut inside, outside, accelerate, decelerate to make him fly by. But if you get out there, you're another obstacle. And certainly, if you're behind the guy, what are you going to do? You're going to get called for a block in the back behind the running back. That's the only thing that's worse than what Lenoris did, right? But, though I will say, as I'm trying to be Captain Optimist here, I can say this. You know what that was? That was a young guy, an inexperienced guy, trying to be a difference maker. I can work with that. That's a guy that had some guts and some heart.
Right.
I can work with that.
That's what I was talking about him yesterday. I see the speed of the game is not where it needs to be yet, and SEC defenses will smarten him up on that. And as he progresses, I mean, obviously the talent is there, but when he starts getting understanding all the other stuff, he's got the potential to be really good.
I actually really agree. I sincerely agree. I think he's got all the potential in the world. And I think he showed that. That again, one of the oopsies that I'm taking off the board was that long pass. That wasn't on Lenoris. That's on a wide receiver with bricks for hands. Can't have that. Gotta catch that football. All right. Now, every receiver's gonna drop a football. Travis Kelce's gonna put one on the turf this year that's gonna make Alonzo rip a lock of his beautiful hair out. All right. No, he won't, because he cares more about his hair than anything else, and we get it.
Thank you.
That was Mike said it was Juju, not Rocket, on that breakaway. All right. Whatever one it was. My bad. But whoever. The turnaround run about it, man, that was Saturday. You know how long ago Saturday is? From Wednesday? All right. The fact that I remember the team he played for is impressive.
And you were dealing with some stuff. So that
I have cause, this, yeah. This week has sucked.
Yeah.
All right. The fact that I'm in the mood that I am in today, it was Juju McDowell. By the way, Mike, thank you very much for the correction. You are correct.
It's because your car's fixed. That makes everything feel a lot better. It does.
Scratching checks. I did not write a check. I'm not 90. All right. I use my card because it's 2024. But the point here is scratching that check sucked, but the car's fixed. And I'm real happy about that. I can work with that guy who made that play, and it was a mistake based on being a hustle monster. That's where that mistake comes from. I don't know that Juju scores on that play. I don't know that McDowell gets to the end zone. I know he's getting a first down. I know he's picking up 25 at the minimum, and I know it's a game-changing play. I can work on that because that's one that I can put it up on the film. I can joke about that with the locker room, right? I can go, Lenoris, come on up, get that helmet sticker for a touchdown-saving tackle. Ha, 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 ha. Everybody had a good laugh. Good. Now, Lenoris, here's the lesson I want you to take from that. Setting a block, good. Setting a block when your running back is even with you or ahead of you, bad. Don't do that. If you see the side number of the running back or behind, don't do it. If you know you're going to get to the defender before him, fine, set the block. But if you can't, and you know you can't, or if you even think that you can't, let it go. Because that's a mistake made by hustle. That's a mistake made by doing too much. Greatwood, if you give me a team of guys that are making mistakes because they're doing too much, as opposed to a group of guys like down in Tallahassee who are making mistakes because they're lazy, I can work with that. I can coach that team up. So if we're playing the power of positivity today, if we're saying it's a new day, I can work with what I saw there, right? I can.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.